This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations condemned an attempted coup in Niger. Secretary General spokesman Stéphane Dujarric said on Wednesday as presidential guards held Niger's president Mohamed Bazoum inside his palace.
He condemns in the strongest terms any efforts to seize power by force and to undermine democratic governance, peace, and stability in Niger.
Neighboring countries called Wednesday's events in Niger an attempted coup, but the presidency described it as an anti-Republican movement in vain in a now-deleted tweet. Hunter Biden's plea deal on two tax charges fell apart after the federal judge hearing his case expressed concern over a related agreement on a more serious gun possession charge. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The outcome leaves open, at least temporarily, the years-long investigation into President Biden's son's business dealings. Hunter Biden had been charged with two misdemeanor tax crimes, a failure to pay more than $100,000 in taxes from over $1.5 million in income in both 2017 and 18. And he made an agreement with prosecutors who were planning to recommend 2 years probation. Last month, Hunter Biden was charged with possession of a firearm by a person who is a known drug user, a felony. He agreed to enter into a diversion agreement, which means that he would not technically plead guilty to the crime. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia targeted Kyiv and two other regions in a second missile strike on Ukraine on Wednesday, the Air Force said, after air raid sirens sounded across the country. Ukrainian air defenses thwarted an earlier attack on Wednesday afternoon, shooting down two cruise missiles that appeared to have been fired by a submarine in the Black Sea, the Air Force said.